Burning questions.
Insightful answers.
Listener's Choice.
With Clement Maniatella.
On our Listener's Choice feature this morning, we are looking at WhatsApp texts and whether or not they can be legally binding agreements. Remember, Listener's Choice, if you don't know about this feature, is an opportunity for you as a listener to co-curate the content of the show with us. So this is where you can send me an email on cm@702.co.za and just suggest topics you want us to discuss. Maybe there's something you want to understand better. You want us to bring in an expert to answer specific questions about a specific issue. Just send me an email, cm@702.co.za. So today, we're talking about whether WhatsApp texts can be legally binding agreements, because one of our listeners wanted us to just explore this conversation more and get some tips on how cautious we need to be in our conversations on WhatsApp. And I think this is such an important conversation now, because there appears to be a global trend in recognizing electronic contracts. So we've got to be careful on what we say, because that platform may have legal consequences. I've got someone who's going to help us understand this issue much better. Tamlin Keelers Avis is a senior associate at WMN Attorneys and a construction law attorney who's joining us on the line now. Tamlin, thank you so much for making time for us. And by the way, if you've got some questions for Tamlin, you want to understand, maybe you have agreed to things on WhatsApp, somebody has taken you to court, or you're trying to understand, how careful do I need to be when I'm having, issues around contracts, conversations around contracts on the WhatsApp, and what may be declared as legally binding, you can give us a call on 011-883-0702 or send a WhatsApp on 0727021702. Tamlin, thank you for making time for us. Good morning.
Good morning, Clement. Thank you so much for having me. How about you?
I'm okay. So WhatsApp texts, can they be considered legally binding contracts, and under what circumstances?
So I think the simple answer, and when a lawyer says that, it's never simple, but a simple answer is that yes, they can be, but subject to certain conditions. And I think it's important to look at what a contract is, first and foremost, and how a contract is formed. So in order for a contract to exist, there have to be 7 specific aspects to that contract. So there has to be offer and acceptance, there has to be consensus, and an intention for there to be consensus as to what you're intending to contract to. You have to be able to consent to the contract. The contract has to be capable of performance. The terms must be certain, and the necessary formalities need to be adhered to. So for the most part, you could easily contract over WhatsApp. For instance, a contract of sale, if you wanted to buy an item, you could place an item for sale, make an offer of an amount of 5,000 rand, agree to it, and the sale will go through. However, there are certain exceptions to that. So things like immovable property leases or leases for longer than 20 years or checks, you cannot contract over WhatsApp. And why does it become so prevalent? Because obviously the Electronic Communications and Transactions Act of 2002 has become quite prevalent in business and in terms of what parties can and cannot do from a business perspective and what constitutes an appropriate method of contracting. And I think at the moment, there's a few judges and cases that have come up where judges have discussed that contracting via WhatsApp is a possibility. However, it's about the intention and about whether the contract itself was supposed to exist in the first place, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So, yeah, it sounds like those requirements are quite specific on what WhatsApp message can be legally binding. Yes. Are there any legal precedents or cases where WhatsApp messages have been upheld as binding agreements?
So there are basically, in South Africa, we had a case recently where it was a case about a man who was taken to court for maintenance by his wife. And or ex-wife or ex-partner, and she had said she had received a message from him saying, if I won 20 million in the lotto, I could give each of my children a million, and then I could carry on with my life. And she took this as a message. to mean that he was going to pay this out. So when he won the lotto, she took him to court and said, hey, listen, I know you've given me 100K so far, but I want another 900. And in that case, the court had looked at the way that the conversation had gone and had looked at the facts on paper, and it said that it wasn't, the intention was never for it to be a binding offer. He had just, it was just a hypothetical situation, or alternatively, that he had just really said it to sort of get rid of her. However, there are different views have been taken in, there's a Ugandan case and a Canadian case where a doctor was basically approached by a hospital or by another medical personnel to provide services. And they then met and they discussed the services, and then they came to an agreement on how much it was. So he provided the services at this hospital, sent his invoices through, and didn't receive payment. So he went back and he said, but we had this agreement. And the doctor said, no, well, the hospital said, no, you didn't. We never had an agreement. And we went back to the messenger and said, no, but WhatsApp is an appropriate form of messaging. There's written proof that you had a message, that you had a contract or services contract. But I think that the most interesting contract is a Canadian case that came out about an emoji. And I think we all know how often we'll send a thumbs up or a smiley face or some sort of acknowledgement of a message without really thinking anything of it. And in this specific case, it was between, I think I can tell you now what the case was called. So it was the case of Southwest Terminal versus Achterland and Cackle. And basically, the plaintiff had been corresponding with the defendant for quite a while. And they'd had contacts before, and they had very short, brief sort of conversations where they said, okay, yep, cool. And that had been enough for them to continue providing services. And at this particular time, they had discussions about the contract, sent a picture of the contract through and said, please, can you just confirm the contract? To which the defendant responded with a thumbs up and then did not deliver the crops that had been promised. And the courts upheld that given the relationship between the parties and given that that is how they had interacted before and given that this was, you know, the intention had always been to form this contract, and they'd made that this was now a contract. And I mean, that hasn't happened in South Africa yet, but a lot of business is done electronically. I mean, I can't remember the last time I personally signed a document by hand. Electronic signatures are the new way to go because they're safer. They can't be forged, depending on the level of security you're using. And WhatsApp is just a lot easier to tap out a message and say, hey, you know, this is the intention. Are we good? Simply put, WhatsApp messages can definitely be contracts.
Yeah. So I would imagine that the contract must also be legally enforceable. So for instance, if there's a contract to murder someone, that is illegal, that is unenforceable, right? There are those terms of agreements on WhatsApp.
No, look, that would definitely be an enforceable contract. I mean, if you agree to it, there's more issues around that, but that wouldn't be a legal contract. So it goes back to, if a contract can be performed, is legal, and can be agreed to on the basis of an electronic communication, then by all means, it can be done.
Go ahead.
No. That's basically what it boils down to.
So how do they deal with the authenticity and the integrity of the WhatsApp messages? How can those messages be verified in the legal context?
So, I mean, I think it comes down to, one, it'll come down to the parties themselves and their willingness to, you can be subpoenaed to show your chats. WhatsApp obviously keeps records, and given that WhatsApp now has an encryption on both sides of the conversation, there will always be a record of some sort. I would suppose that the new deleting messages situation would make things a little bit difficult, but there is always a way around that. So you would simply, I suppose, subpoena the records if it came up in a court case that there was this agreement. But one would hope that if they're going to bring an action based on a WhatsApp message, they'd have a copy of it in the first place.
Uh-huh. 011-883-0702. What questions do you have about the legality of WhatsApp texts or even emails? Can they be legally binding agreements? Have you gotten into a legal agreement via WhatsApp, via these electronic ways? Or do you have questions around how cautious you need to be when you are sending emojis or sending messages on WhatsApp when an offer has been made and you are accepting? 011-883-0702. You can send us a WhatsApp as well on 072-702-1702.
Burning questions.
Insightful answers.
Listener's Choice.
With Clemens Maniatela.
I've got a message here from, is it Anthony, who says, good day, Clement, and your guest. My question is, will an email or WhatsApp be binding if a tenant reads the above but does not reply? It's in connection with a rent increase 2 months prior to the rent increase. So that's a question there from Anthony.
So I think that would depend on the terms of the lease. If the lease says that the landlord is entitled to increase the rent on an annual basis or on a specific period of time, then yes, I would think that it would be binding, unless there is something in it that says that the tenant must specifically agree to that increase, or there's a specific percentage that the increase is capped at. So it would all depend on what the initial contract would say, and how the parties chose to accept correspondence from one another. So there could also be a deeming provision within the contract that says, you know, this is the situation.
I've got another listener here who's asking, hey, Clement, please can you ask your guest to repeat those exceptions to agreements that are being concluded via WhatsApp or any other electronic means? I think you had mentioned immovable property sales and you mentioned other things there, Tamlin. Please, if you don't mind, repeating those exceptions.
So the exceptions would be the immovable property leases, or leases of land of more than 20 years, wills, and then checks and bills of exchange. Because there's certain formalities for those.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what steps can individuals or businesses take to ensure the legal validity of agreements made via WhatsApp? So for businesses there, for people listening to us now, what's the caution for them when they are discussing the terms of agreements via these WhatsApp or whether via email?
So, I mean, my suggestion is generally that you, when you're concluding a contract or when you're negotiating a contract, you do it on a forum like an email, which is easily recorded and kept track of, rather than WhatsApp. Because of this sort of issue. However, if you are negotiating a contract, you must at all stages of that negotiation make sure that the other party is aware that you're still negotiating and that nothing has been agreed to. And only at the point that something is agreed to, try and combine all of that into one document and have that signed or agreed to, instead of sort of piecemeal agreements, if that makes sense.
Okay. And someone else is asking about also this issue of caution. This is Clement. Please can you ask Timlin? I normally do a lot of business communication on WhatsApp. How does that impact on the legal standing in terms of the contracts and agreements? Should I stay away from this, or should I just familiarize myself with what the laws say and be more cautious? So this is someone, Timlin, who says they do a lot of business communication on the WhatsApp platform.
So, I mean, I prefer contracting on a full document rather than on WhatsApp, but I do understand that some businesses don't necessarily work that way. But if that is the case, any sort of business that gets done must be clear. It must be completely clear what the parties are agreeing to, and there must be no doubt as to the obligations of the parties. Whatsoever. I mean, first prize would be to conclude business you know, via a contract, a formal contract. But if you're going to do a WhatsApp deal or WhatsApp contract or do business over WhatsApp, just make sure that everything is clear, unambiguous, and that the parties both know what they're agreeing to.
Okay, I'll take some more calls and WhatsApps questions from listeners after the break. It's 22 minutes now after 11 o'clock. Any questions you have around WhatsApp texts being legally binding agreements? Maybe that's the kind of communication you do a lot on WhatsApp, on your emails. How cautious are you? What questions do you have around how cautious you need to be after listening to this conversation? 22 after 11.
The Clement Magnatela Show, bringing you all the insights live from the Young Professional Seminar on 702.
It's 26 minutes after 11 o'clock. We're wrapping up our conversation with Temlin, who is a senior associate at WMN Attorneys and a construction law attorney, who is helping us understand how legally binding agreements on WhatsApp can be. One of our listeners has asked that we look at whether WhatsApp texts can be legally binding agreements. I've got some questions here, Temlin, from listeners. There's one who is asking here, I'll find it now, who's asking, Clement, please can you ask Temlin there, can I print the hard copies of WhatsApp agreements and get the other party to sign, and how submissible are they in a court of law? Or perhaps that's just going to give me a guideline for a proper contract. So can people do that, Temlin? Yeah?
So, of course. I mean, if the other party agrees, you can definitely sign that, and that would be a form of contract because it's reducing the terms of the agreement to writing, which would show what the intention of the parties were and that the parties had agreed to this. So that would be a great idea.
Another one. Yeah. Another one says, Clement, please can you ask Temlin, can I be anonymous as well, please? My manager once used my WhatsApp activity for ignoring the email. Mind you, I have a work phone which is strictly for work, so she used my WhatsApp activity on my personal phone to say that I was ignoring the texts, and the texts were sent way after my working hours. So the only time that I'm active on the WhatsApp is during working hours. Is that possible? Because there's nowhere in my contract where they say that I can work beyond 4 p.m. because I have this phone. So this is not necessarily about an agreement, Temlin, but it speaks to that issue of using what is on WhatsApp to perhaps make a case. In this context, there's someone who was working, the employer used their activity on WhatsApp to say, oh, you didn't respond to my emails that I sent, but I see you posting probably on WhatsApp stories, and therefore I'm going to discipline you or I'm going to dismiss you. I'm not sure if you're able to respond to that.
I mean, I think that would be better answered by one of my colleagues. But however, I don't believe that if they have a work phone that is used strictly for business hours and the contract doesn't allow for work outside of those hours, utilizing someone's activity on a private line, if it's after working hours, they've completed their duties, and they haven't said or done anything to intimate that they should be working at that time, that could be used against them. However, that's definitely it's a tricky one, and it's something that I think one of my colleagues would be better in answering. But I definitely, to my mind, I don't see that being used against her or being a fair usage against her.
Mm-hmm. Another question is around the validity of emoticons, those emojis. You touched on it earlier, and there's a listener who says, I'm really concerned about these emojis. If the court has found that the emoticon was sufficient to confirm the agreement between the parties, and the emoticon was enough to conclude that the parties had agreed to the contract that was sent via the WhatsApp message, how careful then do I need to be in using emojis even during a conversation about agreements?
Well, I mean, first, that was a Canadian case. So South Africa hasn't had a case yet that's dealt with emojis. So it remains to be seen how our judges would actually deal with it. What really cemented that case was the intention behind the messages that had flowed prior, and the fact that there had been these conversations with short responses confirming things. So a thumbs up is a almost universal way of saying, you know, shut or cool or, you know, awesome. I agree. So I think that's just something that there needs to be you need to be mindful of it, I think, going forward, that this could possibly come up. And just treat it as you would any sort of conversation in business, that at all times, if it's business related, it should be relatively formal, and the parties must be aware of what they are or not agreeing to.
Yeah. Well, Tamlyn, thank you so much for joining us for this chat. Tamlyn Aquiles Avis is a senior associate at WMN Attorneys and a construction law attorney, helping us understand how legally binding some of the agreements we make on WhatsApp can be.